There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you and get $100 off on your first visit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. The Wolves are home Friday at 7, that's tomorrow, and Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. ChicagoWolves.com. How important is tonight's Bulls game against Cleveland?
No, it's an important game. I think it would be great for us to, you know, go out on a winning note before the break. And Cleveland's playing really well. And it would be a good statement game for us.
That is Joakim Noah. His team right now, third in the Eastern Conference. The Cavaliers are right behind them. Jimmy Butler is going to be out tonight. He's got a strained shoulder. His status for the All-Star game as well is up in the air. Kirk Heinrich not going to play either, but Mike Dunleavy is probable. Kevin Love is going to be able to play tonight. In a radio interview earlier today, Carmelo Anthony said that the Knicks will very likely shut him down after the All-Star break because of a knee injury. The Packers have confirmed head coach Mike McCarthy will not call plays next season. That job goes to Tom Clements, who moves up to associate head coach. Edgar Bennett then becomes the offensive coordinator. According to the Tribune, two Wrigleyville rooftop owners are seeking a restraining order to halt the addition of signage that would block their building's views. Granting of the order would further delay the construction of Wrigley Field's bleachers, which, by the way, will already not be done for opening day. College basketball tonight, the Fighting Illini on the score. They take on Michigan. We're going to have the broadcast starting at 7:30. This update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. And did you know that Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from? Well, no matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota's got you covered. 670 weather, mostly cloudy, low of around 5 overnight. Tonight, chance of snow tomorrow with highs in the mid-20s. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
This is Ian in New Jersey. I'm here for
Who You Crappin'.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texted me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
I'm
happen.
You're telling me lies, you're putting me down, you're starting to make me cry.
I just had a call and he said, you know, I farmer, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair. Man, where am I going with this?
Oh, crap.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seem resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No.
Booyah Crappin' brought to you by Sport Clips with 70 Chicagoland locations. It's good to be a guy. As always, I like to keep this simple. Limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you go too long, you're not getting to the point. You're just a rambling.
I got the shotgun.
That's correct.
And you know all the other rules, the political craps, etc., all that. So let's get started, shall we?
Yes.
With black physicist on who you're crapping on the score.
Not a particularly good way to start.
This crap is for the Reverend, and I use the title loosely, Jesse Jackson. At yesterday's train wreck press conference, Jackson insisted that Little League International wrongly stripped the Jackie Robinson West baseball team of their U.S. Little League championship title. A reporter at the press conference later mentioned to Jackson that Little League International had evidence that Jackie Robinson West officials knowingly provided falsified information and knowingly misled the league about the right kids on the team. Jackson replied, quote, "There's an attack on the integrity of the coaches and the parents of these children," unquote. Hey, Reverend Hypocrite. You're the last person who should talk about integrity. You were doing a lot of spin control after the media reported in January 2001 that you, while still married, had an affair with one of your female assistants. That scandalous affair resulted in you fathering an illegitimate child. In January 2001, everyone learned you're a whore. Yesterday, everyone learned you're also a media whore. Jesse Jackson, who you crapping?
Okay, this is from Parker. John Cass, the conscience of white Chicago, perfectly summarized the fallacy of the Jackie Robinson West story, writing, "We needed it, especially with negative and depressing stories out there, with 9-year-old Antonio Smith gunned down by gangsters, with fires and looting in Ferguson, Missouri, with angry voices raised and race hustlers playing the race hustler game," Cass wrote. "This was an antidote of sorts, and we cleaved to it. At least I did. Loving every minute of the team's run, watching the players' parents and their grandparents cheer." The people who needed the Jackie Robinson story really believed that the success and celebration of a Little League team is some kind of substitute for funding and facilitating the necessary changes that might really alter the course of children's lives in inner-city neighborhoods. Sports is no antidote for crappy education, minimal health care, and murderous cops. Ferguson wasn't the product of race hustling, and the Jackie Robinson West fraud wasn't the product of a few cheating adults. Everyone, black and white, who celebrated JRW's success as an elixir to society's ills should be ashamed. John Cass, who you crapping? Ian in Boston, you are on the score.
The latest stop on Lance Armstrong's contrived forgiveness tour was an interview with BBC Sport 2 weeks ago. It's tempting to dwell on his typical self-absorption. He propped Livestrong and his sponsor's bike sales as a shield for his transgressions. He took credit for the 6 years that the U.S. Postal Service went without a violent workplace incident, and he gave his mother a hypothetical case of MS in order to complain about his banishment from the Boston Marathon. Let's focus instead on his non-apology for doping. Armstrong says, "We're sorry we were put in that place. We all would have loved to compete in man-on-man, naturally clean, whatever you want to call it." Yet later on, he says, "I could have stayed in cycling and potentially been backfill, But I wasn't cut out for that. I wanted to win the Tour de France. So which is it? Did you want to see where you stacked up, or did you want to win no matter what? Lance, you spent your entire career breaking away from the peloton. You can't hide behind it now. Who you crapped?
This is the DGU in Oak Lawn. Charles Barkley on TNT said the Houston Rockets aren't a good team because good teams don't give up 118 points in a game. During the 1992-93 season, the Phoenix Suns made the NBA Finals, gave up 118 points or more 10 times, including giving up 130 or more on several occasions. Who was on that team, you ask? Uh-oh. Only that season's NBA most valuable player, Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley, who you crapping?
Shut the hell up.
All right.
It's been quite a week for Charles, man.
Sure. Well, he's, that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Richard from is him, next on the score.
Hi, fellas. This crap goes out to Terry and Dan. You've been saying all day that the Jackie Robinson West team should be sanctioned because their coaches were caught illegally recruiting players. However, in your interview today with Reggie Theus, you guys talked about how great Jerry Tarkanian was. But he had allegations and charges from the NCAA for what? Illegally recruiting players. He was cheating.
This is a dope. This is a dope. Look out.
Brian Williams. Yeah. Brian Williams. Yeah. Are you okay?
That's right. The RPGs.
Sorry.
Dave in Milwaukee. You're on the score.
God.
How's it going, guys? Fine. This one goes out to modern-day Nostradamus and fat Chris Mullin look-alike Glenn Beck, who yesterday stated that he believed that there was a radically changing globe occurring. There are people who are talking about killing Jews, who are forcing them to leave Europe in droves and going to Israel for protection. I hate to break it to you, Glenn Beck.
What?
But hasn't that been happening over, I don't know, the past couple centuries already? Glenn Beck, please.
Yeah, okay.
Look out, Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Ryan Williams is RPG is coming after you, too.
There's another one.
Oh, it's from Brian. Pete Hawk, who says, Bill Dwyer, the LA Times, Friday after Tiger withdrew from the Farmers Insurance Open. He opined that this is the end of the line for Woods.
I saw it, yeah.
He rebuked his fellow sports writers for continuing to write about Woods when there's so many other great golf stories to be written. Great point, Bill. Woods clearly gets way more attention than his achievements deserve, especially over the past several years, and it would be great to see some of that attention focused on others. But, Bill, a Google search of your name and Tiger's name shows that you have mentioned Woods 115 times since he won his last major in 2008. That's more than 16 times a year. That's more than once a month, every month for 7 years, even counting the months when no golf is played, and even counting the nearly 2 years during which Woods was sidelined due to injury and personal issues. It would be great, Bill, if the media focused more on players other than Tiger, but you calling out your fellow sports writers for paying too much attention to him is an arsonist calling the fire department. Bill Dwyer, who you crapping? Carol Stream and Brett on the score.
Gentlemen, this is my first crap.
Good luck with your first crap.
And this is a crap that's directed at overall contrarian blob and head of the Chicago Teachers Union, Karen Lewis. Karen the Hutt released a statement today in which she said that she thinks everyone who caused harm and suffering to the children should pay for a college scholarship. Now, there's only one thing I find more horrifying than Karen herself. And that's her financial thinking and logic. If anyone's causing suffering to these kids, it's their parents, it's their coaches, and it's people like you, Karen. So ask yourself two questions. How horrifying would one of your craps be, Karen? And who are you?
Come on, man.
And, well, that's not a promising start. So, but we're early yet. Who are you crapping? Here's what we want. You know, we're really looking for a big finish. And at this point, that'd be wonderful, but I think that's probably asking too much.
No, come on. We'll get it. We'll get it.
We will?
Think positively.
You're going to read something, then. You're not going to get it.
Think positively. Big finish. 312-644-6767. Yeah,
that's right.
More big finish. You crapping. Big
we
finish.
Love you. Yeah. More than bursting.
Mully
and Hanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Jimmy Haslam's the owner of the Cleveland Browns. And if you think that the Browns' problems are because of Ray Farmer texting the coaches, you may be partially right. If you think it's because he hired Mike Pettine, who'd never been a head coach, you might be partially right. But if you think that some of these problems are not related to the ownership, I give you this one simple quote in which Jimmy Haslam said that the Cleveland Browns weren't aware of the red flags with Johnny Manziel before they drafted him. So either Jimmy Haslam is the worst liar of all time, or he leads us to believe he doesn't watch TV, doesn't go on the internet, never heard of Twitter, and don't even get me started on Instagram. The problems with the Cleveland Browns start at the top, and unfortunately, it's drug them to the bottom. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This great deal on roses for Valentine's Day has been extended by ProFlowers.com, so take advantage of it before supplies run out. Here it is. 2 dozen assorted roses, chocolates, a free glass vase, $29.99 from ProFlowers. Or, if you want, you can really impress her and upgrade to 2 dozen long-stem assorted roses, chocolates, and an upgraded cherry vase for just $9.99 more. Go to ProFlowers.com. Use my code Bernstein. It's quick and it's easy. Delivery on Valentine's Day is guaranteed. So do this before it's too late because supplies could run out. ProFlowers, guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. This is a no-brainer. What do? You go to ProFlowers.com. You click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and then you type in my last name, Bernstein. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic, type the code Bernstein. This offer has been extended to Friday or when supplies run out, so order today.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all-natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are the Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy premiering Thursday, February 19th, after The Big Bang Theory.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS. CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two Broke Girls, Monday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Yeah. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We are in the midst of Who You Crapping on Boards of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score at 312-644-6767. And we really need you to yelp on in and give me the big finish.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, oh, well, I think it would be a miracle, but maintain hope.
Richard in St. Charles, you're on the score. Hi, Richard.
Hi. My crap goes out to the PGA Tour. In last week's telecast of the Farmers Insurance Open, the PGA ran a number of spots in which they proudly remembered one of their own, Charlie Sifford, who passed away last week. This was the PGA Tour that had a Caucasians-only clause in their bylaws until the 1960s, and at that time, Charlie Sifford's best golf was behind him. So instead of proudly remembering, maybe they should have been humbly apologizing. PGA Tour, who you crappin'?
Thank you, Richard. John says, this is for Kanye West. Surprise, this took so long.
Good start already.
After his friend Beyonce got snubbed at the Grammys, he said, I just know that the Grammys, if they want real artists to keep coming back, they need to stop playing with us. We ain't going to play with them no more. And Beck needs to respect artistry. And he should have given his award to Beyonce. I'm not going to get into a debate about whose music is better because it's subjective. I'll just say I like them both. But on the specific topic of artistry, Beyonce's nominated album had 24 other artists sharing writing credits over 14 tracks. Beyonce did not write or compose a single song on that album without assistance. On the other hand, Beck's album had 13 tracks. He was the sole writer and sole composer on every single one of them. Kanye, if Beyonce's music is more your speed, I get it. But don't criticize the artistic merits of a talent who can do it all by himself in favor of someone like Beyonce, whose solo composition history over five studio albums consists of one 16-second interlude from 12 years ago. Kanye, harder, better, dumber, crapper, who you crapping?
Yeah, I hope he doesn't return next year for that. I just really hope so.
Here is Big Al. He is in Peoria, and he is on the score.
Hello, boys. Hello. This crap goes out to NBA great Bill Walton, who, while calling the USC-Oregon men's basketball game, said of Michael Jordan, Michael is basically average in terms of size, strength, speed, jumping ability. Bill, I know you've attended a lot of Grateful Dead shows in have subsequently fried a lot of your precious brain cells. But Michael Jordan had a 48-inch vertical leap. His nickname was Air Jordan.
Not over 40.
Bill, I hope the ankylosing spondylitis is going well, but who the hell are you crapping?
That reminds me. Thank you for the call. That reminds me.
There's a good one here from BG, who says, it goes out to actress Mayim Bialik. The baby formula company Similac recently put out a commercial that if you're a mother in the 25 to 35-year-old range, you've seen on your Facebook feed 100 times, and the video features stereotypes of breastfeeding, bottle feeding, and other types of parenting choices battling each other. And in the end, the message is that no matter your parenting choices, we're all parents. Well, Mayim took to her blog to say it's foolish to equate formula feeding to breastfeeding because breastfeeding is the medically recommended way to feed human babies. And this commercial undermines medical and scientific fact. She complains that the ad shows breastfeeding as just another choice. Well, Mayim, you're correct that breastfeeding does present some benefits proven by science for babies. You know what else is medically recommended for human babies and supported by scientific fact? Vaccines. I've not seen any credible doctor nor medical association advise against them, but you do. You chose to not vaccinate your kids. When you are asked about this idiotic decision, you say it's personal choice and that you've done your research. Here's another question for you. Who you crapping?
Wow.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Lexington, Kentucky, and Adam on the score.
Hey, guys. This is my first crap.
Good luck with your first crap.
Thanks. This week, Dan has been shredding people who believe that JRW are still champions, ripping apart the reaffirmation ceremony and the champion still movement after the wins have been vacated and the title stripped. This is from the same guy who was all for Joe Paterno's wins being reinstated. Why was Dan in favor of this, you ask? Well, on January 16th, he wrote, "I'm all for the true representation of the games they've won. I'm never comfortable with attempts by any governing body to obscure history by trying to rewrite it. It happened, and the record should reflect that." So which is it, Dan? Is it a disservice to the kids to allow them to believe that the wins happened and instead vacate them? Or should the record reflect that the wins happened since, you know, they did? Either way, I hate Penn State, I hate JRW, and I hate you too. Dan Bernstein, who you crapping?
Thank you, Adam. This is Kevin in Rogers Park.
Doesn't
he
really
says,
work.
Normally I ignore the ramblings of Rick Tallender, from his fear of robots to his fear of 3D illusions on the Raptors court. I usually mentally pat him on the head and say, off to bed, Grandpa. But his take on Bruce Jenner and the Sun-Times is beyond crazy, even for him.
God.
Though there are many weird and incoherent ideas in the column.
It?
No. Like the whole discussion about Wheaties, the most troubling bit was this line. It's crazy to think that Jenner is the father, the birth father of six children. His kids will have two moms soon, but nothing is bounded by seeming normalcy anymore. I don't know if I'm upset or I just pity you, Rick. What's so crazy about Jenner being a father and then being transgender? Just because he's transitioning to being a woman doesn't mean he's a bad parent or not interested in being a parent or somehow incapable of being a parent. Many kids have two moms, two dads, one mom, a stepmom, and a dad. The list goes on. Rick, it's not crazy. And while it's not bound by your idea of normalcy, it is normal. Trying to keep people in those roles that you seem to need is part of why Jenner took so long to finally make his transition. Rick, you finish your column by writing, "But I'm writing this from my perspective, my world. It's all I know, and I'm dizzy. I'm almost lost." No, Rick, it isn't your world. It's everyone's. You aren't almost lost. You're almost gone. Rick Tallender, who you crapping?
You got to read that. You got to read that.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on. Seriously. I'm not doing it to punish you.
Check the manometer.
It's ready to burst. Weather bad. Home close.
Okay, Tonto. Mantino again.
No. Manhattan.
Manhattan. Sorry. Yeah. And Dan in Naperville will bear the pressure closing out who you crapping on the score.
This crap goes out to Texas state politician Molly White, who a couple of weeks ago instructed her office that all visitors should be required to declare their allegiance to the U.S. and its laws. However, Molly White seemed to be unaware that on this day that a majority of the children visiting, or majority of visitors would be children, who are by Texas state law mandated every day to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. Molly White, are you aware of the laws of your own land that you govern? I'm not sure that you are. Who are you copping?
wonder with the things you say.
Maybe hey,
you
buddy.
Were having an
hey,
off day.
Buddy.
You must have thought that we were napping.
Hey, hey buddy.
Who you crapping?
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Wolves are home tomorrow at 7, Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. ChicagoWolves.com. Earlier in the week, Coach Tom Thibodeau said that this team has suffered more injuries than he's seen. That is still the case. They've got the Cavaliers in town, the Bulls do, and they will be without Jimmy Butler.
Kirk's out also, so... those type of players, you can't guard them individually. You have to guard them with your team. And obviously, they're a lot more than just LeBron. You know, you're talking about Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, and that's a lot.
Butler with a strained shoulder. And as for the All-Star game, he's already out of the skills competition. And for the game itself, his status uncertain. Kirk Heinrich will not play tonight either. Kevin Love, though, for Cleveland is going to be able to go. Elsewhere, that four-year contract to make George Karl the head coach of the Kings is now official. Baseball James Shields confirmed that the Cubs were one of his two final destinations before he finally picked San Diego. Cubs are reportedly offering 3 years at $60 million. He got four for $75. The attorney for Jackie Robinson West says there will be no lawsuit filed at this time over the team being stripped of its Little League title. And college basketball on the score tonight. Illinois versus Michigan are broadcast at 7:30. On Valentine's Day, Walgreens gets how easy it is to end up at the corner of I need to get a gift and I need to get it now. That's why Walgreens is just around the corner with everything from Hallmark cards to Dove chocolates and even fresh flowers. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
We expect conversation with Northwestern AD Jim Phillips in just a few moments here on Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. He's a busy dude. He's an important dude, too. I told him this a long time ago. This is going to happen. Long time ago.
You told him what was going to happen.
He was going to be big in the business.
That Illinois was going to hand him some home games?
No. I did not tell him that.
It's a nice little bonus.
We do not
for him.
Speak about small matters, only major things.
Well, we'll do that now. The Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. We welcome to The Score Northwestern's athletic director, Jim Phillips. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Dan, Terry. Happy New Year. I haven't talked to you guys in the 2015.
Well, your life's
year.
Been better because of it.
Yeah, right. That's the proper decision to make, Jim.
You know what? I was starting to tell you, he doesn't believe this. I told you a long time ago you've become a giant in the business, and it's happened.
I'm not a giant in my own family with these five kids and my wife. I don't know. I would just tell you I'm extremely humbled and honored to serve as this chair of the Division I Council. I feel a deep sense of responsibility. Try to help college athletics get to a better place. We've been through a lot, and we've got to get it to a better destination. And it has had lots of criticism, rightly so, but I still feel that there's a lot more good things that are happening in the world of college athletics than the opposite. But it's an undertaking, and I've just started this chair position, mm-hmm. so... I'm just at the very beginning stages of this new movement.
Yeah, the D1 Council is a big deal, as is your role as the president of the National Association of Collegiate Directors of Athletics. And I guess my question is, are you now empowered as you are, would you consider yourself an activist, or would you say that that status quo is better than change? I mean, you can be a real force for change here, especially going through what you did with the discomfort of the unionization attempt and all of what Northwestern said. And I think you guys did a really good job of navigating that, at least with some of the statements that were crafted about where you want to be, the example you want to set for students. But can you be a force for change while still trying to preserve what you think is good about college athletics?
I do, Dan. I think it's a great question. I've always felt like I've been an activist and a supporter of student-athletes, student-athlete welfare, the student-athlete voice. I stand by what I said a year ago. I love our kids. Listen, we teach them to be independent thinkers on our campuses, and then they come up with an idea of unionization and then what we're supposed to, just totally run from them. I don't believe that they're employees, and I don't believe in that relationship per se, and, that's an argument others that take a different side of. But being an activist is part of what I feel that deep sense of responsibility.
At the heart of all of this is the student athlete. It has been and it always will be. There's 460,000 student athletes playing varsity sports across 1,100 schools. That's a huge population. College athletics has, again, has taken some negatively, you know, some negative criticism. Yeah. But two of the greatest things that are undebatable about college athletics is the access and the affordability that college athletics has provided a group of folks, not only in this country, but across the world, to participate in college athletics, to get a scholarship, to have a chance to get an education, you know, at the highest level.
She pointed out that Jim is the first ever sitting AD to be on the NCAA Board of Directors with 20 university presidents. Do you know all of them or any of them well, Jim? Do you know these people?
You know what? I'm starting to know some of them. Nathan Hatch, who was the is the president of Wake Forest, just finished his chair position as the Board of Directors. So Harris Pestides, the president at South Carolina, is the new chair. So I'm just getting a chance to know them for the first time. We had a meeting in Washington, D.C. a little less than a month ago, so it was my first interaction with that group. So I'm starting to develop some of those relationships, Terry.
Now, you're so powerful now, you just made Illinois give you three more home football games.
Yeah, see, even from a distance.
I don't know how you did
that.
They
can't stop you.
Just all of a sudden, it's like they were in a trance, and next thing you know, hey, it's a bonus for you. So I mean, you got to be pretty happy about that, right? Even if they feel it's in their best interest, great, but it's certainly good for you.
I think it's a win-win, Dan. I do. Mike Thomas and I have had conversations off and on for a while, and as most recently as about a month ago, and I think there was some hope of moving that game annually to Chicago somewhere, and I just didn't feel comfort in doing that. This decision to move the three Illinois games was really Mike's call, and he asked if I would support that and would be okay because it's got to go back to the Big Ten, and certainly I was fine with that. I think it's tremendous, and I think they think it's tremendous for the Illinois fans, and I agree with them, to bring a game to where their alums are, and they have a big alumni base here, and students are on vacation. But selfishly, for us, we're going to play now minimum of seven and sometimes eight games in the Chicagoland area when I add up the games in Evanston and in Chicago. In years 17 and 19, we will play six of nine Big Ten games in the Chicagoland area. We'll play five at Ryan Field here in Evanston, and then we'll play one at Soldier Field. So we'll end up only having three true road games, which, again, we're excited about. We're excited about Thanksgiving and being able to have our kids here and then being able to go downtown into the city. It's a great venue. You guys have been there. It'll be great for recruiting, I think, for both schools, to play in a professional stadium and to play in a place like Soldier Field that has the history and tradition. So we're thrilled about it. We're excited. But I also think it's good for Illinois, and it's good for the rivalry. It's good for the Land of Lincoln Trophy.
You know, you're one of the busiest guys I've ever seen. You got so many things going on, as we've already discussed here, Jim. Do you have time to actually worry about where your athletic teams are? I mean, maybe it's sort of small in the big picture with all the stuff you're involved in.
Well, the answer better be yes.
Yeah,
you're fired.
Because we're gonna. I don't know what we're gonna do with Windex, but no. We may have to come down and get him. But both of the major sports has been a struggle for Northwestern as of late. Certainly football season, not what you wanted to be for Pat, and basketball season struggling for our guy Windex.
Yeah, I would say to you there's nothing more important of all the hats that I juggle, and that's the direction of Northwestern athletics. And no one's more disappointed than I think the kids and Fitz is and I am about the season we had. But I'm also I don't have amnesia about what we've done over a course of 5 or 6 years. And I like the direction we're going, and I like the balance we have had and always have had. And I take great pride in all the other things that we do well academically, socially, and all that. But in the end, it is about wins and losses, and 5-7 isn't acceptable. The basketball situation is just in a different place. You know, you're less than 2 years into, you know, a new direction, new leadership. I think Chris is doing a great job. This is a man's man league. This is a league for older players, older, you know, experienced guys, and we just don't have that. I mean, we just flat out don't. And so,
you know, if you guys, and I know you do, you've paid close attention, we should have won at Maryland. We should have won at Michigan State. We should have beat Michigan. We should have gotten Ohio State here. Maybe it's a call. Maybe it's a play. Maybe it's two plays. But we certainly are much closer to having success than we are the opposite. The game against Michigan State, that was the first time to me in 2 years where we just didn't look right. We didn't play nearly with the intensity that we have been. That's been a staple of Chris's program. So I still am very, very optimistic and very excited about the future. We got a really good recruiting class coming in. You know, with two terrific kids, we've got another verbal commitment that we'll sign in the springtime. So you add that to the five freshmen we have, and I really do believe the future is bright, and I'm not just saying that. But then I would also say, you know, don't ignore all the other successes that we're having. And I'll tell you a neat little story is just women's basketball, which was where Chris was just a few years ago. We've been in and out of the top 25. It's an 18-6 program, going to go to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 25 years. So we are having a lot of success with our other teams, but again, lots of attention, rightly so, for football and basketball. We got to get to a better place with them.
Well, you can do it too, because those are the ones paying the freight, and
for sure.
And those are the ones on television. And I've always wondered how the academic restrictions on the football and basketball recruits are decided, and what would be so awful into increasing the pool of available talent. Not saying you got to throw the doors open and take anybody, but a kid that goes to Duke should be able to go to Northwestern. A kid playing for Stanford should be able to play for Northwestern. The same could possibly be said for Notre Dame as well. I don't know who the ultimate decision maker is and where that limiting factor is in the chain, but one you could certainly, with the flick of a switch, at least give both of your coaches a better chance to compete.
I feel like they've been pretty fair here, Dan, truthfully. So would I agree with you that we should be more like Duke and Stanford and Notre Dame and all those schools? I absolutely agree with you. But I also think that there's a history here and a tradition here that's been an important piece of the overall experience. So I think you can have it both ways. I think you can still have pretty rigid, strict academic requirements, but you can also have success on the court and on the field. And I'm hopeful we'll be able to do that. I really am. And we have had some periods of success, but we have to have it over sustainable, longer term. And I don't disagree with a lot of what you said.
All right, now about 5 years when you're the king of the world, because this is the only place this can lead, right? I mean, with all the stuff you're doing now. Is there still room for me somewhere in all this in your fiefdom?
No.
Can I
say no?
There is, Terry. If when Dan kicks you to the curb, there's absolutely room for you here.
All right, my friend. We appreciate your time today, and have fun with all this. You know what? When I read all this stuff about, it sounds like you. This is the perfect example of you when I look at this stuff, saying this guy, he is just crazy, but he loves every minute
of this.
All
right, well, get off the phone and get some sleep, for God's sake.
Got it.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
go
Jim.
Cats.
Take care.
Jim Phillips, the athletic director of Northwestern.
Where'd you say kick me? What? What are you talking about?
He said it. I didn't.
Oh.
Maybe he knows something I don't. All right, right now we'll take caller 12 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, and you'll be entered in the 2015 Charity Poker Championship benefiting the One Step programs. It's a week from tonight. Hell, it's a week and 24 minutes away. Montgomery Club in Chicago. If you haven't registered yet, if you are a poker player and you want to get registered for your chance to go to the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas, or you just want to hang out and eat and drink and help the kids with cancer and leukemia through the One Step programs, you can go to onestepcamp.org. Good luck.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, guys.
David Hochberg.
He's the guy that everybody would want as their next-door neighbor, I'll tell you that.
President of Townstone Financial, meet Patrick.
Hello, friend.
71. He called to refinance. So David quoted him a rate that saved him $100 a month. And then he asked him if he'd like to save $1,100 a month with a reverse mortgage. Patrick was concerned the bank would evict his wife when he died. wrong. David explained that Patrick and his wife maintained ownership of their home with a reverse mortgage, exactly like they maintain ownership with a forward-paying mortgage. And when Patrick dies, his wife would continue owning the home. They'd still have to pay the real estate taxes and insurance, but not the mortgage. Patrick now thinks a reverse mortgage is the best option. He's excited about saving over $13,000 a year. If you'd like to learn how you can eliminate your mortgage payment like Patrick did, to eliminate your payment, drastically increase your monthly cash flow, call David now. 312-896-2111. Why call David instead of another lender? Because David's honest, trustworthy, and has helped thousands of Score listeners, and he'll help you. Call David now at 312-896-2111. Visit Townstone.com. Follow him on Twitter at David Hochberg. Townstone Financials in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 136639.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble. Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Domino's.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Let's go to West Chicago. Hello, Fred. Good morning.
Good morning, Max. How are you?
Max? Who's Max?
Who am I talking to?
Who's Max?
I thought it was Max Aitman. I'm sorry.
Who's that? That's not his name either.
Oh, okay. Well, who am I talking to?
You're talking to me.
All right, sir. I got a couple questions for you on the Bulls. I'm a big Bulls fan.
I don't know who he is either. He's
actually, that would be the story, the great Zach Zaidman story at the Twins convention. Maybe your twin was Max.
No, I actually used the name Dan because
that's a great name.
It's a fantastic name. I was just thinking opposite of me.
So was Dan the guy who got rejected or the guy that got over?
No, Dan was the new guy.
Okay, good. Yeah, see? Exactly. That's what happens. Yeah. There you go.
You know, because... usually, I don't have a problem in that department, but apparently that night I did, so I tried to go with the complete opposite of who I am. You know, I'm usually good-looking, very sharp. Uh-huh. With it.
When did that happen?
Hey, Terry.
When did that become true?
Terry, you were there. You saw Amanda Beard.
Right?
Documented fact. No,
Zach, I run into people who tell me that's still their favorite segment we've ever done. The funniest segment we've ever done.
It was good times. I felt like I needed to rescue you guys. And for those that did not listen to it, it was when the Bears were getting ready for Super Bowl 41 against the Colts. And we were at Media Row out there in Miami Beach. Mm-hmm. And Amanda Beard came to visit us on the set at the same time that we were going to do a Bear Report. So obviously I let the Olympian sit down and talk
to
you guys.
To work the room, as they say.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But
and then you started hitting on her.
No,
you started hitting on her with
but
your...
I did not do that. Well, I got her cell phone number prior
red
to...
Mane.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's and it is magnificent.
I know.
As you know, it's real and it's spectacular.
It is. Didn't I just say that? I stutter?
Although her spread in Playboy, not so good.
No, I didn't like it.
Listen, I'm not old enough to look at those magazines.
I don't like
I just know that...
I didn't like the looks of it.
What made me laugh is at that point, if you remember, Dan started the interview with, you know, man, the chlorine must do just awful things to your hair. And he was serious. This wasn't a joke.
I don't remember this.
You were asking her about the effect of chlorine on her hair.
Yeah. Yep.
And she's looking at you, and you can just tell that she's thinking, is this guy serious?
Yeah.
This is on a 50,000-watt CBS radio station in Chicago.
I couldn't have been more serious.
And she figured that out. I knew you were serious. And I saw the segment heading in a direction that where we could not overcome.
Right.
So at that point...
you jumped in and saved us.
At that point, I just asked her. You know, I didn't ask her. I told her, you know, I don't think I've ever seen you with your hair dry.
Right.
And... the fireworks went
off. That was the same Super Bowl where we had Johnny Reyes and Mo Rocca on the air at the same time.
Oh, and Mrs. Hasselbeck.
He left us because he said his mom was hot.
I don't know why he got mad about that.
Yeah,
I think
either.
He was all hepped up on painkillers. Because remember, he just got his shoulder operated on.
Yeah, he was itchy. Now, Zach, by the way, if you go to next year's Super Bowl, you will see this show there.
Wow.
We are going.
That is awesome. It's about time.
Yeah. You think so?
It's been too long, in my opinion.
Okay. Because, we're no good most much anywhere, but we'll try to be good in California.
Who you got tonight, Zach? What you got?
I got me, because it's a short show. We do not have a full boat.
Okay.
So it's a short show as we lead into Illinois-Michigan basketball right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. But here's the thing. You know, everyone made a big deal yesterday, and rightfully so, about the whole Jackie Robinson West thing.
Yeah.
The hypocrisy that we see in sports is unbelievable. Like, for example, most people want their kids to grow up and be like Josh McCown, well-mannered
bad
leader, right? But see, you say that.
Fired.
See, and the Buccaneers
fired
felt the same way.
Right.
So the Buccaneers said goodbye.
Right.
They won't hesitate to put in an alleged rapist on the team because he can run a pro-style offense better, in their opinion.
Correct.
You have Dean Smith, who, by all accounts, did things exactly the way you want them to be done from a college basketball standpoint. I think he graduated 97% of his players, you know, won championships.
Let's go.
Consistently great recruiter.
You'll compare and contrast with Jerry Tarkanian.
both in the Hall of Fame.
We thank our guests, Eldon Ham, Reggie Theus, Matt Miller, Steve Ashburner, and Jim Phillips.
They got Crack Productions there, Mr. Matt Amatacola.
To the south side of Chicago. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
How you doing, Les?
Good morning.
Isn't it ironic? Tark the Shark is dead and Dean Smith's dead.
Yeah, I mean, they say it comes in threes. Hopefully, that's a coincidence.
How about you?
Oh, really now?
Anyway.
How about right. you?
Well, me and you will go together.
Why is that ironic?
I have no
idea. We don't have time to explain that. We don't have time to explain that. I love Matt Medical, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy, Chuck Hardy, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Name something a doctor might pull out of a person. Darcy.
A gerbil.
Sounds like a Barry Price conference. We thank our interns, Tommy Guns, and the great Tony Fish. Thanks for listening, calling, emailing.
Thanks, Dean.
Stop by tomorrow.
Nikki Fins.
Libertyville. See. Damn, Maddie. I'm going to take a day off because I think these last couple days I've lost my damn fool mind. All right, everybody have a great night. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
I don't think there are any heroes. I don't think Little League did a very good job of it. The whistleblowers, you know, I don't feel any great sympathy for anybody involved in the whole damn thing. The whole thing stinks.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii 5-0 has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
At your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's gonna be so great.
CBS Monday.